Welcome everybody here at the third day at SOTUM 2019. I'm pleased to introduce Adrien Pavich, we trained, but from France, and he will talk about integrating and validating open data in OSM using street pictures. Yeah. So let's see what he will tell us.
Thank you, and hi everyone. Can you hear me correctly? Is everyone here aware of what is open data? Is it clear for you what is open data or not? Who knows about open data? Okay, so mostly everyone, so I will be brief on that. Open data is data which is geographical or not geographical, which can be opened by city councils, by governments, by some societies, and the idea is that you can use it for another use. The purpose is to make this data be reusable by other people. In open data, you have sometimes very qualitative data, like good quality, very exhaustive, very detailed, and sometimes you have more or less trash. You have things missing. You have no information in the metadata, so it's quite poor, and we have to do some sort of what is good and what is not good. So it's quite complicated to use sometimes. At the contrary, in OpenStreetMap, we have a very rich attribute model, and most of the time, the point of interest, the highways, are very detailed. So we go very deep in the detail, but there is no guarantee on exhaustivity. Even if most of the time the mapping is quite exhaustive, nobody is here to say, okay, the map is complete. It's not something we do because it's an open source project and it's made by people contributing on their free time mostly. So we have no guarantee. The data is there, but we are not sure it's complete. And last thing, we have street pictures. So you might be aware of what street pictures are. These are pictures which are taken by people in the streets, which are geolocated and hosted on projects like OpenStreetCam, like Mapillary, or Wikimedia Commons. And the idea is that on the picture, you can see many details. You can see as good as if you were there. So it's very interesting as a data source to use this kind of pictures. So we have, on some part, open data, which can be rich, which can be poor, depending of the source of the data. We have OpenStreetMap, which is very rich in information, but we are not sure it can be complete. And we have the street picture, which are having many details and can be a source to confirm if something is there and to describe it more further. So how can we combine all these data to make the best data source possible in OpenStreetMap? Well, we would like to do something like that, maybe. Say, okay, the community is working on its city and wants to improve, for example, the tagging of a bus stop. So we would like to review each bus stop, having the street pictures around, and having a simple tool to show it on a website, so people can say, okay, this bus stop is named ta-ta-ta, and it is accessible in wheelchair, and so on. So the idea was to make this simple in order to improve OpenStreetMap. And so it's mostly what Pic4Review do. So you can access it on the web, it's online, and you can have access also to the source code, it's open source. And so it works that way. It's mostly a website where you have mission, so you can start a mission in your city and say, okay, I want to improve wheelchair description on crossing, or I want to add the kind of bicycle parking. You can do pretty any kind of mission as long as you have a bit of information in OpenStreetMap or on an open data source, and then some street pictures in your city, otherwise it won't work. So if I select one mission, for example, the crossings using wheelchair, I have this kind of user interface where I can see on the left where the feature I'm reviewing is located. For example, if this is a crossing. And on the right, I have all the street pictures available around. So it's only the pictures which are looking directly at the feature, so that way you only have interesting pictures. And then you can review, and on this kind of on this crossing, for example, we see just there that there is a possibility to pass by wheelchair, but maybe not on the other side. So in that case, I would say, okay, it's only one side which is accessible. And when I click on this answer, this information is directly sent to the OpenStreetMap database, and you have contributed without even knowing what is a tag, what is a feature, what is node, and so on. It's very simple. You can put, you can make beginners using this, and they will do the job. So it's also working on mobile phone. So if you want to, so if you want to contribute on your mobile phone, it's also possible. So it's very responsive. So you have existing mission, but you can create your own mission if you want to start something on your city. So there is this template system which allows to create some mission based on existing models. So you have like 20 models which are available. I can make more if necessary. And you then just choose the area you want to create the mission on, and you're ready to go. The tool will process the data and make it available as a mission so you can start reviewing. You can also create own mission from scratch if you want to make something highly configured. So there you can choose where the data source you want to use is. If you want to use, for example, Osmos detection, so the quality insurance tool. So if you want to use Overpass, for example, or if you want to use mapillary detection. So you might be aware that mapillary can detect on its picture if there is, for example, a fire hydrant, and say, okay, there probably is a fire hydrant on this place, but we want to be sure that it is there before importing in OpenStreetMap. So then you can add some details on the mission and configure how the people should answer a simple question. So it's quite a bit more complicated, but it allows advanced users to create their own mission. There is mainly two contributing modes on this tool. So complete existing OpenStreetMap data. So we take data from Overpass and we say, okay, I want to add this kind of information, which are accessibility, shelter, whatever. Or we can import open data. So we take information from a city council or government and want to import into OpenStreetMap, but not in bulk. We want to import feature by feature to be sure that we are not importing something which doesn't exist in reality. So the data sources for this now are mainly the open data which is available from the Osmos tool. So there was another presentation of Osmos during the event, so you can have a look at it. Mainly what it does is that it takes the open data, it looks at the OpenStreetMap data and say, okay, this one is missing, this one is already on the database and can be completed, and it's making, you know, a conflation. And we can use mapillary feature detection, so for example, detection of street lights, detection of benches, and so on. So many examples of what can be added through this tool. So street light, traffic signs, power station, post box. Mostly every kind of point of interest can be added this way. So it's made to be very easy. And I will present you a live demonstration of this. So we are using some open data set in France, which is describing the power substation. So it's a technical thing in the power grid. And there we have probably a power substation here. And in the picture, I can see there this little white building. It's very characteristic in France. So I know there is a power substation at this place. And if I want to correct a bit the position, here it looks quite exact, but for example, I can move it a bit like that and directly import the data and say, okay, the feature is there. I have adjusted its position and now it's in OpenStreetMap. So it's very simple. You can do it in like thousands of this during an hour. So it's very simple. Here, for example, I can't see one, So I will say, okay, I can't see it, so I'm not sure, I will not import, I just skip. And then you do it for every object, and you can add thousands of them quite easily. So if we look back at statistics, the project was around for more than 1 year now, and there are like 600 different users which have already used it, and they added like hundreds of thousand objects. And for example, we have 2,800 fire hydrants which have been added in the world. We have more than 11,000 of pedestrian crossings which have been improved in their description, so mostly saying if they are accessible in wheelchair. And we have like 7,000 power substation in front, so it's not that bad. So the tool is already doing a lot of things, but we want to go further because, as you see, we have only two main data sources for now. We have to add open data in Osmos first if we want to use it in the picture review tool. So maybe one idea for the future will be to extend it to all open data sets. Like you can import your CSV file or GeoJSON file and then directly create a mission. But there will be some difficulties if we do that because every data source has different attributes, different naming, and we have to make it understandable by the OSM tagging system. So how do we convert this data set into something OSM compatible? So maybe we can use the semantic web, which is something which has been around for a long time but not used yet for this kind of application. Or maybe you can also think of exporting directly from open data portals into XML OSM format, so that would be easier to use. So there is things to do around this subject. We can also try to make the data even before it is published, so we can help maybe city councils or governments to make their data cleaner before they publish it. So maybe they could use Pig4Review internally to make the data more described and more qualitative. And maybe we can also store the result of the contribution in Pig4Review in some closed databases so they can use it internally, try to do the whole process by themselves, and then later publish it. And so Pig4Review is an open source project, so you can still help us to make it even better. The main things we are looking for are translation. So we have like 8 languages for now. I think there is French, English, Japanese, maybe Chinese also. I can't remember, there are like 8 of them. And so if you want to make it available in your own language, you can start translating. I'm also pleased to always have the user feedback to make it better. So if you use it and find something lacking or some bug, don't hesitate to contact me. And then also do some development work to make the new features available and the bug fixing. So yeah, you can participate and it will help make the tool better. So as a conclusion, this tool is quite simple but makes us possible to take the best of the open data and OpenStreetMap. So we have quality of OpenStreetMap and exhaustivity of open data set. Pictures make the data verifiable because we are sure that the information is there. We have a survey date, so things are quite clear of where the information is coming from. And I hope this is the start of an amazing data journey. So just a little conclusion before the end. Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of intelligent effort. It's a quotation from John Ruskin, which is a writer and painter. Thank you all.
For your great talk and the introduction. Are there any questions in the audience?
I really liked the idea of having a mission in order to improve data. And do you think it would be possible to do the same without a picture, but live, to go to check if somebody was wrong, to make like a lap? Because it looks like a game. And do you think we could extend it in other ways to improve the OSM data?
Yeah, I think it's possible, but maybe it's not a pick from a view which will be the best tool for this, because there are already applications doing ground survey, like Street Complete, like OSM on in some way. So there are already existing applications doing this. As it is a website and it's downloading a lot of data because you are getting the pictures which are quite highly, having high resolution. So it's not meant for mobile in the fact that it's quite using a lot of data. But it would be interesting to maybe push forward other applications to make them more fun and maybe more easy to use. So that's why people going live on the ground and doing survey will be easier for them to contribute. But maybe not with picture review, it's not meant for it, but we maybe push forward the community to make tools better for ground survey.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Brown from Canada. And one of the things I see a lack in building a bridge between open data and the OSM, there was a great presence at the Madrid International Open Data Conference of OSM, but not in Buenos Aires, last one. The next one is in Nairobi, Kenya. I was wondering if it would be useful to think about combining what you've done with Teach OSM and then do something as a session in Nairobi as part of the International Open Data Conference.
Yeah, for sure. We can think of ways to make it more known and available for more people. But it's still something taking some time. So yeah, definitely local communities can use it and maybe improve it. So I'm not sure if it answers the question, but.
Like with the open data community and the OSM community.
Ah, okay.
Getting a more sustainable connection between those two communities.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting to use the Osmos tool because it makes synchronization between the open data set and what's in OpenStreetMap, but still it's something technical. We should definitely go further on the cooperation with Open Data Manager. It's something we do, for example, in France, we are trying to push forward this subject, but I know it might not be the case in all countries, so yeah, definitely, it's something local communities should be aware and maybe push forward the authorities to publish more open data and see how they can work with OpenStreetMap in some cases.
I was wondering, do you often find that there are points that are nowhere near any kind of imagery? Are there points that are difficult to validate because nobody has driven Mapillary or OpenStreetCam near there?
Well, it can happen sometimes, but most of the time we still find the features on the picture because mostly the data is not that bad, the open data is not that bad, but it's most of the time a lack of precision, like the feature is there, but it's like maybe 50 meters away. So that could lead to some problem finding them because we are looking at exact position with a picture. So yeah, in some time we can't find it because it's like 50 meters away. So the idea is mainly to integrate what is easy to do, and for the complex cases, the 10 last percent of the data, we have to look further and maybe find it somewhere. So yeah, it's making the whole thing more easier, but we still have some cases to do manually, I would say.
For questions, if there are more questions in the audience, there's one.
Hi, great talk and great tool. One question, in your example with the power stations, if there's actually not a power station, You pressed on skip. Does it mean that the other people who will do this mission will have this question again and again? Or is there some way to say, okay, it definitely doesn't exist here?
Well, in fact, there is a simple system to handle that. If three different people skip one feature, it is then ignored. It is not shown to any other user. So as long as there is no new pictures of this area or any change in the input data, we don't show it anymore to other users. So you have to have three different people skipping this feature before it is hidden. So that way, if you just misclick on this thing, it is not hidden for everyone forever, I would say. So yeah, three skips, and then it is ignored. But still, it's a way to make this more secure, to not lost feature which could be integrated, but yeah.
It looks like a great tool. It's a good job. When you showed us the demo, the first thing that came to mind is, there's clearly machine learning that we could, or you could possibly add on the side. Is that something that you've thought about, or something that could help in the future?
Yeah, and in fact, we are already indirectly using machine learning because we integrate the mapillary detection, which are done by machine learning. The idea is that we are using human verification to make the data qualitative, to make sure there is something, because machine learning is improving every day, but it's not 100% quality, it's maybe more than 19%, but in OpenStreetMap we are doing very qualitative things, very making sure things are there, so that's why it's mostly doing a human job. And the idea of using machine learning will be to automate things, but before, you know, like trying to detect new features and so on. And then we can make people validate, okay, this one is very well detected, and it is there, so I can put it on OpenStreetMap. Otherwise, we will have a lot of false positive in the database, and it will be not useful. So that's the idea.
Okay, so it looks like there are no more questions. So we thank Adrian again for the great talk.